This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, September 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom signs climate and energy bills. Trump and Xi to meet. What 600 groups want in Farm Bill 2.0. Newsom signs climate and energy bills. Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed a package of climate and energy bills aimed at lowering utility costs, stabilizing gas supplies, and accelerating California's clean energy transition. The legislation extends the state's cap and invest program through 2045, and it directs billions of dollars in revenues toward housing, transportation, environmental justice, and climate mitigation projects. It also requires the California Air Resources Board to reevaluate its offset rules by the end of next year. Newsom anticipates the package will provide up to $60 billion in electricity bill refunds for Californians in the coming years and replenish the $18 billion wildfire fund and shield utilities and ratepayers from liability costs. To address gas supply concerns, the measure streamlined permitting for oil production in Kern County and allow more flexibility in fuel standards during severe price spikes. Other provisions set the stage for California to join a Western regional electricity market, creating a broader grid to improve reliability and integrate renewable power. Newsom said the legislation strikes a balance between environmental protection and affordability, offering relief for California families while cutting pollution. But the Agriculture Energy Consumer Association is warning that the modest energy cost savings were erased last week by a large rate hike. The California Public Utilities Commission gave the green light to Southern California Edison's nearly 25% combined rate increase over the next 3 years, amounting to roughly $2.5 billion bump each year. According to the association, the utility's rates have risen 80% since 2014 as it pursues further rate hikes to cover wildfire damages and liabilities. Edison's infrastructure sparked 178 fires last year, up from 90 in 2023. Trump says he'll meet Xi ahead of key tariff deadline. President Donald Trump says he'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping multiple times in the coming months. Trump said on his social media platform that a call with Xi on Friday was, quote, productive. Both leaders will meet at the sidelines of a summit in Korea next month, scheduled just days before a U.S.-China tariff truce is set to expire. In addition to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Summit rendezvous, Trump said he would travel to China early next year and that Xi would visit the U.S., quote, at an appropriate time. Now take note. Trump said in his post that Xi had approved a deal on the ownership of TikTok, and the two sides also talked trade, fentanyl, and Ukraine. A readout from the Chinese embassy, though, made no mention of a finalized deal or future meetings between the two leaders. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Groups say Farm Bill 2.0 needs to reverse SNAP cuts. Nearly 600 groups that say they represent millions of individuals, farmers, workers, and families whose lives and livelihoods are impacted by the Farm Bill. They're also urging Congress to enact a skinny farm bill that addresses hunger in the U.S.
We will only support a farm bill that provides adequate and accessible SNAP benefits for families and individuals, makes our food safer, healthier, and more affordable, that supports good family-sustaining jobs for food workers, and that supports family farmers and their communities. That in a letter from the groups to congressional leaders being delivered today. The One Big Beautiful Act, quote, includes devastating impacts to nutrition assistance and SNAP. It will exacerbate hunger for millions of Americans, including children, older adults, and veterans. The groups that signed the letter include the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, Food Research and Action Center, American Heart Association, the James Baird Foundation, and a wide variety of other groups. USDA Hunger Survey coming to an end. The Department of Agriculture is ending its annual survey of household food security, even as SNAP comes into play. Over the weekend, USDA announced that the 2024 survey will be the last. Data from that report will still be released as scheduled October 22nd, but ending the survey means there will now be no data starting with the Trump administration. In a release, USDA alleges the questions in the survey are, quote, entirely subjective and do not present an accurate picture of actual food security. The department says the survey would not reflect the lower poverty rates, increased wages, and job growth under the Trump administration. Eric Mitchell, president of the Alliance to End Hunger, urged the USDA to reconsider. He said hunger will not disappear simply because it's no longer tracked. Keep in mind, food insecurity had jumped sharply as food inflation took off during the Biden administration, going from 10.5% in 2020 to 13.5% in 2023, that according to the survey. States don't have to disclose SNAP data for now. A federal judge has blocked USDA from obtaining personal data of SNAP participants. USDA's threatened to cut off SNAP funds to states that don't comply with its records request. U.S. District Judge Maxine Chesney in California found that the states would suffer irreparable harm if that threat were to be carried out. 21 plaintiff states submitted declarations from their respective agency officials who said losing SNAP funding would likely require them to cut staffing and otherwise greatly reduce their ability to comply with their obligations under the SNAP Act to administer benefits, Chesney wrote in her temporary restraining order. USDA argued it needed the data to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the program. Chesney said the states were likely to succeed on the merits of their claim that the request violates the SNAP Act. Here's today's final word. It's really sad that this is happening at a time when the Colorado River Basin in particular can barely withstand such an event. There's new guidelines that need to be in place by this time next year, and it just makes a whole lot harder not to have someone at the helm at Reclamation. That's Ted Cook. He's a nominee for Commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation who has been asked to withdraw his name from consideration. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, September 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.